celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio. Here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
It's a big, big show today. Sometime this hour, Joey Volani will try his hand at comedy with a pet-related, grooming-related joke. And it's very hard to find something that's related to both of those, but you've worked many, many hours to find something that's truly appropriate. Hey, Stace, what are you working on?
I don't know if you've ever swallowed anything whole before that you're not supposed to swallow. I did. Once I swallowed a penny when I was a kid, and I remember my mom turned me upside down and my sisters by my feet. They stuffed a bagel in me, and then they turned me upside down. I don't know why they gave me the bagel and then turned me upside down. But anyway, they tried to get the penny out. That didn't work. It had to come out other ways. But there's a dog that not only did one penny, 110 more to be exact. I'll tell you all about this pooch and how he's doing coming up on Animal Radio News.
There you go.
You know, swallowing things whole is my hobby. Now, let me ask you guys this. If I were to swallow whole that guy, what's his name? Kobayashi, the guy who eats a lot.
Oh, yeah.
After he eats, like, let's say he breaks the world's record for eating pizza, and then I swallow him whole, do I then break the record?
Yes, you automatically get the record after that. Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful. What? I'll make a swallow your whole, Joey.
Hey, you would do that for me? I'm blushing over here.
Let's see. Oh, that noise in the background, if you hear that. Let me tell you what that is. We got a bagel stuck in the air conditioner.
How did that happen?
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
Little pre-show.
Yeah, well, you know what? I can step on my desk and I might be able to tap it.
Dr. Debbie dislodging the bagel from the air conditioner as she steps up on the equipment.
I've got dust in my eyes.
What are you going to do with the bagel? Are you going to eat that? Because if you're not going to eat that, I'll take the bagel now.
If it was a donut, I would consider it, but I don't know about the bagel.
Let's hit the phones. We have Tammy on the phone. Hi, Tammy. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you. How are you?
Save us.
I'm trying. You guys are having a good time, though, without me, so I'll do the best I can.
What's going on?
I have a one-year-old boxer. Actually, he's one of three boxers, and every time I come home and let him out of the crate, he attacks me with so much excitement. I mean, I don't know what to do.
What do you do?
Well, I ignore him. I turn my back to him, to which he just jumps all over the backside of me.
That's perfect that you do that.
I tell him no, and I put my hand, like, flat out in front of his face. That does absolutely nothing. He's just so excited.
Okay. Let's talk. Yeah, and you know what? That's pretty common, and I always tell people when they come home to ignore their dog for the first 15 or 20 minutes, and when they leave, they should ignore their dog for the first 15 or 20 minutes, because we talk about triggers. And when you leave the house, there are certain things you do that let your dog know that you're leaving, and that gets them cranked up on the juice, I like to call it. And young dogs, they get cranked up on the juice big time. And so since dogs don't talk, we have to communicate with our bodies. That's what they learn. So you turning your back on them is perfect, and you've got to keep doing that. It won't work instantly. A lot of people think, oh, that didn't work, I got to try something else. But turning your back on your dog, ignoring your dog when he's doing things that you don't like, is a great way to teach your dog to do things that you do like. That's what you want to do. Usually when a dog jumps on you or he doesn't walk on the leash properly, it's not because, you know, he wants to be bad. It's because you haven't taught him that you don't want him to do that. And the best way, again, to teach him is to ignore him. So what I want you to do is when you come home, don't let him out of the crate. Just go about your business. Don't talk to him. Don't look at him. And it's very hard for humans not to talk. You know, we want to talk. That's how we communicate. Dogs don't talk. They just watch you. So yeah. I always tell my kids, you know, I love being with the dog because he doesn't talk, because my kids talk and talk and they never say anything. They just keep talking. So when you come home, ignore him for 15 minutes, let him out of the kennel. If he's probably not going to be as excited because, you know, he's got 15 minutes to calm down. He's going to start to learn that when you come home, you're not going to let him out of the kennel right away, and only let him out when he's calm. Then you let him out. If he jumps on you, turn your back on him and pay no attention to him. And it might take a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month before he starts to figure out, okay, I'm not getting any attention anymore for jumping on her. Then when he sits down and he's calm, that's when you give him attention. Remember, that's a very important rule. Only give your dog attention when he's doing what you want him to do. Never give him attention when he's doing what you don't want him to do, because it confuses him. Look at it from the dog's point of view. If he jumps on you and gets attention, even if it's negative attention, well, he's going to keep jumping on you. So right. you ignore them when they're doing what you don't like, but you've got to do it for a period of time, a long period of time, and you've got to have patience and stick with it.
All right.
You
I
can
will,
do it,
I
girl.
I will definitely do that because he's killing me. And I just have a well-week-old puppy. He's kind of teaching him the same.
Oh, of course. They feed off of, they feed off. So you being calm, remember, ignore them when you come home. Ignore them when you leave the house. That's key. That's a very important thing.
Okay, so before we leave, we put them in their crate and then just kind of like hang out here and then
yes.
go?
Yep. Yes, put them in their crates 15 minutes to a half hour before you leave, or else that will be a trigger. So what you do is you put them in the crate sometimes when you're not even leaving. You know, you confuse, you, what you do is you trick them. You change the pattern. So maybe once every other day you just stick them in the crate for no reason at all. Go into the next room, whatever it is. But okay. when you leave the house, put them in the crate 15 minutes to a half hour before you go. It will give them a lot of time to mellow out. Don't say goodbye. It's going to be very hard. You're going to forget. You're going to go, oh, I'll see you later, boy. Don't say anything. Just leave. Don't say anything.
Okay.
You can do
All
it.
Right. What if, I can do it. What I if can the do dog, it. Thank you so much.
Alan, what if the dog is doing something destructive?
Well, when a dog's doing something destructive, you got to make a major correction right then and there so that he connects the dots. So, like, let's say your dog starts chewing your furniture, right? You immediately give him a correction. You immediately go over there and you if he's got a leash handle on, you flick your wrist, give him a correction, or you just go, no! And you just tap him on the neck with your fingers, and then you stick a toy in his face that he's allowed to chew. It's all about teaching them what you want, setting them up for success, and rewarding them when they're doing exactly what it is you want.
That's how my wife trained me.
Well, that's when you think about it, dogs and men are a lot alike because men don't hear what women say. Mm-hmm. They just notice the body language, like, you know, oh, honey, you're mad? Yeah, because the woman turns her back on him and walks away, and then he's like, oh, something's wrong here. Something's wrong.
Amanda, hey, Amanda, how are you doing?
Well, hello.
Where are you calling from today, cheery little gal?
I'm calling for lovely Port Hueneme, California, little military town.
Oh, I know.
Give a shout out.
Animal Radio started in Oxnard, California, so we're very familiar with this.
Oxnard.
Oxnard.
What's an Oxnard?
The nard of the ox.
Yes.
Hey, what's going on with you, Amanda?
Well, my neighbor has like a multitude of cats, and she is allowing her cats free range in our area, so there's no control of them. They take the liberty of spraying my door, and they have made it their thing to do. And I spoke with her, and she denies that they do it, even though she knows that they're doing it.
Okay. And do you have pets yourself?
I have none.
Oh, so, okay, so you've already tried talking to her, and that's not getting you anywhere, huh?
No.
Okay, well, there are some things that you can use as deterrents to try to keep the kitties away from your area and your property. Normally, my first recommendation is to go knocking on the door and to talk to the folks about that, because in many communities, even though cats are often let outside, there are leash laws.
Right.
And to allow them to run at large is actually a violation of the leash law. So that's something I always like to try to kind of encourage them to take control of the kitty world there. The next things that you might be faced with doing are looking for those good deterrents that can help to encourage those cats to find out something else that's not so appealing as your house. And the first thing that I like to direct folks to are some of the wonderful motion-activated deterrent systems that are out there. And these...
I have two of them in place, and I don't know what's going on. They jump up on the screen. It's right.
Okay.
They do that.
And do you have the kind that shoots out water or makes a sound?
Mine, I understand, emits a high-pitched sound that humans don't hear, and I sort of believe that's a lie.
Well, it just might not be maybe as offensive as we need. The one thing I recommend, if you can make it happen, is that they have motion-activated ones that actually hook up to your sprinkler. Basically sends out a big ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. And when the kitty sets off that, or I guess even the mailman, so you got to kind of watch how you set these things up. But when the critter walks through the electronic eye, the water gets turned on. And, for cats, that's a kind deterrent, if you will. So that might be one option. There are also other ones that are motion-activated sounds. One that is like a compressed canister that goes psst, in kind of more along the lines of a cat hiss. And that might be something else that's a little bit more up a kitty's alley than worrying about some of these high-pitched noises. And then, you know, I like to try some natural things and throw in, along with all these other steps that I'm mentioning, use some citrus. Cats don't typically like citrus, so you can take things like lemon peels or orange peels and kind of put them in the area around where you want to avoid them from going through. So that's nice if it's a garden area or just somewhere off to the side, and change that as they kind of dry out and get lose their freshness. Okay. But that can be helpful as well to just encourage them to not come to that area. Now, you said this was a door or
it's a porch? Screen door.
Screen door. Okay. In most situations, if we have cats peeing in the house in inappropriate places, we would ask you to use an enzyme-based cleaner. Now, if you don't have a cat, you probably don't have this on the shelf. But if there's a way that you can kind of clean and disinfect the area, you'd want to go to a pet store and pick up an enzyme-based cleaner that helps to break down the odor of the cat urine. And that can be, you know, a good way to try to take away some of the interest for them returning to the scene of the crime. And I, you know, the other thing, I have had some friends that are kind of in some of the rural areas that have told me that using some of the different predator urines, like coyote urine, and kind of taking a little essence of coyote urine and sprinkling that in the environment, that, you know, different type of smell, different kind of urine, but as a scent, it can be a deterrent, because, you know, cats don't typically want to go hanging out where some of these predators are, and that might be a way to kind of psychologically try to keep them away as well.
But what's worse?
Oh. Yeah, the coyote
the
urine.
The coyote urine, you know, or we could the cat do, urine.
We could send
one
Joe,
this way another.
Yeah, we could send Joey Volani over there to take
Let
care of your neighbor.
It.
No, no. Jeez, oh my gosh.
Okay.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.
I would love to go on vacation, but I don't want to leave our Charlie behind.
I agree. I heard that the magazine Fido Friendly lists places where you can stay with your pet. They also offer reviews so you have an idea about pet policy to include any restrictions, fees, and what pet amenities to expect.
That's, dare I say, possum. What are we waiting for?
I'm way ahead of you. I just logged on to FidoFriendly.com and found a 4-star resort. Hilton Santa Fe Resort and Spa at Buffalo Thunder in New Mexico.
Charlie agrees. When do we leave?
As soon as you can pack your bags. It's off to adventure with Charlie, thanks to Fido Friendly Magazine. To find your next family adventure that includes your furry family friend, log on to FidoFriendly.com.
Orangutans. They're beautiful, playful, and majestic, and disappearing. Every day, as many as 20 orangutans vanish. They starve to death when their homes are destroyed or are killed when they stray into villages in search of food. International Animal Rescue is fighting for the survival of the critically endangered orangutan. But we can't do it without you. Please visit internationalanimalrescue.org and help us save orangutans before it's too late. That's internationalanimalrescue.org.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. HIMS.com/JOY.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this. Make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.